It's the Bobby Dollar Show. We back with a season three. Can you believe this?
I'm trying to touch the states this
time. We're going to have some fun, man. Hey, whole new year, whole new look.
Yeah, Sean, like a
new co-host, new artist. Hey, man, let's have some new fun.
Now I'm in the game. I was on the bench. First I was renting, now I'm collecting rent. Run it up. First it with the Beamer, now I want the Benz. Spending all the back like, here I go again. Outside says a chirp, not a camera phone. Told you I'ma make, keep the channels on. Why you acting different when the camera's on? Why you acting different like your paper long?
Every day that you wake up, nigga, you richer than you ever been. Every day that you're free, nigga, you richer than you ever been. Now let's get to the motherfucking money, nigga.
Hey, y'all, what it do, man? It's your big homie, Bobby Dollars, and I want to welcome y'all back to another episode of the Bobby Dollars Show. Unfortunately, man, I'm still a tad bit under the weather. I don't know if I got a cold or what the heck is going on, but I'm sure you can hear it in my voice, and I'll probably be clearing my throat a little bit, so my apologies, man, but for the most part, though, today I wanted to jump in, man, and 2022, I wanted to kind of like just throw some insight out there and talk a little bit. You know, it ain't gonna be a long episode, just something from me to you. Today I think we're gonna talk about a few tips I may have for you guys for the year of 2022, and then I wanted to do something different, something that I don't normally do much of on my show, but I kind of wanted to get into it. I wanted to do a little movie reviews, man. I do like to watch movies sometimes, and I like watching TV shows and stuff like that sometimes. So I figure, you know, why not, man? We'll go ahead and discuss a few of the movies and things that I've kind of been watching over the last, say, week or so. So let's get ready. You know what I'm saying? We'll hit these tips to start off. And then after that, we'll jump in and we'll review a movie that I watched called 13 Minutes. Then we'll review another movie that I watched and I love was Ghostbusters Afterlife. And finally, we'll review and speak upon a movie called The First Wave. And that's a pretty good movie, man. It's pretty good touching, heartfelt movie, man. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, man, we'll jump into the tips that I have for 2022. Let's go.
For a minute it was looking like I didn't know one of those guys.
My whole life
looking for a special lady to save me. Maybe I'll never be
satisfied.
Had a couple bad looks and a couple dimes.
But I'm looking for you.
Why it's so hard to find?
I thought I took one step, I took two back. I'm not even close this time, and that's a fact. All I know is that we be the perfect match. So where you at, love?
I just gotta find you.
All right, man, it's your big homie, and we back to the Bobby Dollars Show. I have a special guest about to come join me here soon, man. My dude Mo from the Big Homies, man, Big Homie Mo. He wanted to participate in the little movie reviews and everything, so I add him in as soon as he actually gets the invite and wants to join me. But for the most part, though, man, to start off, I felt like, you know, why not talk about a few tips, you know, a few things that I've actually been doing myself. Okay, here go Mo here, my bad. Hold on, let's get Mo added in here. All right, so we got Mo on, man. And like I was saying, I was just thinking, let's go ahead and discuss a few of the tips that I have for 2022. Now, Mo don't know what the show is about today. He don't have a clue what I got going on. So I'm just gonna go ahead and add him in to what we doing. All right, man. So I figured in my mind, like, why not go ahead and drop a few tips? You know what I'm saying? That some stuff that I kind of do for myself generally, you know, the things that I kind of work on when I'm conducting business or creating a list of objectives and stuff like that for myself. So I figured, why not share some of these for 2022? Mo, just stop me, man. Let me know, you know what I'm saying, while I'm doing these, like, just jump in. It ain't that many, man. Like, the tips that I'm gonna do is we're gonna do focus, we're gonna do money, we're gonna do health, we're gonna do friendships. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely.
And these are the tips that I'm going to give, man. All right. So the first tip, first and foremost, man, focus. This is key, man. Like, focus is key. This is something that you have to absolutely have and be able to control and make it functional in your life. Just as like going to the restroom or cooking yourself something to eat. Like, you have to be able to stay focused at all time, no matter how long your meeting is, how long the movie is, how long the podcast is. You cannot let your attention span fall short after 10 minutes or 8 minutes, or, you know, you can't consistently look for videos and to only watch for a certain amount of time versus giving that individual enough time to let you see who they are as far as like their podcast and all that kind of stuff goes. So it's not fair to another individual for you to bypass their video because your focus is geared to a 10 minute video versus an 18 minute video, or, mm-hmm. you know, a podcast that may be 46 minutes long. You decide to opt out of that one, which might be full of all kinds of information and fun. And you might wind up hearing some guests on there and be like, damn, I want to subscribe to their podcast too. They hella funny, you know, but
exactly.
You're gonna miss all of that because your focus isn't long enough and you geared to the 8 minute podcast or the 5 minute podcast or the 12 minute podcast. You just wanted to listen to it while you was riding to work. You don't care about nothing else the rest of the day. Like, let's kind of get past that. Okay. So now that you have that focus and you're able to actually use your focus for your advantage or to your advantage, now you want to focus on yourself. You want to start to build, create, make some authenticity about yourself. Find whatever content that is the best to your knowledge and actually use that. You know what I'm saying? Like, straight make that content about you. Like, straight make it good, you know? And after people start to accept and respect you because of your content, create a brand. You got to focus on that brand. You know what I'm saying? So when you create this brand, the brand will automatically be authentic because you focus so much on yourself and your creativity and your content that your brand now is just second nature. Everybody believes and respects your brand because they already know how you get down on your podcast and the stuff that you do. So once that happens, everything kind of changes a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of bypass all the BS stuff and all the extras that you know ain't gonna help you none. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You'll go past that. You won't trip off of it. You won't think twice about it because you already know how authentic everything that you're doing is. You know what I'm saying? And then go ahead.
Authentic is definitely the key, man. Yeah. You got a lot of fake and funk people out here. You got a lot of people that can fake it now.
Yeah.
But when it's time to be real, they don't know how to be that, man. So yeah, man, be yourself. Don't thumb yourself down for Hollywood. Don't thumb yourself down to please everybody else, man. Be yourself, bro.
Yeah.
That's what happened with a lot of people. A lot of people don't want to be themselves, man. They want to always put the facade on and for everybody else, thinking that you this and you that, when you know you not. You know what I'm saying? Don't try to be somebody else.
Right.
Hell, being yourself is definitely the key, man.
Yeah.
Don't change your appearance for no damn body.
Yeah, I know. I never could, man. I've actually never even tried to. You know what I'm saying? So I think, all right, the final thing within that focus, though, man, that little focus factor, that focus group, you're going to focus on yourself and create, build, become authentic, turn that authenticity into a brand, and then focus on your brand, make your brand popular, make your brand everything it needs to be. And then after you're done doing that, that's when you focus on your family, because mm-hmm. that's going to be the final thing that's going to make it all work, because that's going to be your support system. So that's the way you want to work that out, man. Focus on yourself and your creativity, your content. Then focus on your brand, because you're turning all of that content and creativity and all of that authenticity into a brand. Then you focus on that. And then after that, that's when you present it to everybody that you love, all the people around you, positive vibes only. Focus on your family. Let them know what you're doing. Get them included. Do a few interviews with them. All that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? And that's gonna help you, man. That's gonna build a lot of confidence out here as far as your focal points go with your podcast and your videos and content and all of that. And again, all this is just my opinion, Mo.
I'm digging it, big bro. That's exactly you hit everything on the head, man. Exactly how you need to be, bro. Yeah. That focus definitely got to be there.
Yeah, hell yeah, real talk, man. All right, so let's move into this next subject, man, because we got four tips. I don't want to take too long on these, man, because we still got some other recording to do today. So, let's move on into the next stage for us, the tips go, and that's gonna be the money, man. Like, I ain't gonna stunt, man. Like, I was not great with money in the beginning, man. Like, I know the things that I used to do in the past. The money came fast. So I didn't care, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that paper. I'll make some more. I'll get some more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it in turn made me very, very irresponsible. You know what I'm saying? After I got a little bit older and I start realizing what I was doing, I stopped hustling backwards. You know what I'm saying? And, that's how I kind of learned how to make sure money worked for me. So here we are right now today, bro, 2022. I'm not really sure how long the US dollar is really going to be worth anything. I'm not positive and I'm not confident about how our money woes and situations are going now, because they're trying to alleviate too many of the biggest debts that America can control, which is like student loans and housing and all that kind of stuff. Now they're telling you, you know, we're going to get rid of the student loans. We're going to get rid of this. We're giving you stimulus checks of $1,200, $1,600, and $1,800. Like, all my life, bro, the government ain't never did no shit like that until this pandemic hit. And we've been through a few pandemics, like Ebola and the mumps, and you know what I'm saying?
Tell me about it, man. Now all of a sudden they want to be the good Samaritan.
You hear me? So
think about that.
I don't know, bro. That's crazy.
Man, black people, we've been going through pandemic for years.
Man,
this ain't nothing new. We always overcame everything.
Yeah, man, this shit is crazy, man. But just to know that they giving away something that is as valuable as a dollar, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it kind of make me suspicious. But I definitely know that it's okay now to actually start to look into digital currencies like Bitcoin and crypto and all that kind of stuff, like
Dogecoin and all that. Yeah,
man, the NFTs and all that, bro. Like, I watched a couple videos the other night on NFTs, man, and I'm starting to realize now, like, they're doing this on purpose, bro. They trying to make this all global now. They don't want this to be an economized situation anymore, where one group of people dominate everything because of the denomination of dollars. So it's like, we're gonna make it so that if you come to Mexico and you're using Bitcoin, you still got the same amount of money that you had when you left America. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It ain't no greater value in this no more. It ain't no, you know, you're not finna be no billionaire over here in Venezuela and you was a thousandaire over in America. Hell no. Like, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of crazy, man. So I would just say it's okay to look into global currency, man, and to digital currency and to Bitcoin and all that. I bought stakes into Bitcoin myself back when I first started using Cash App years ago. And I'll admit, I still don't know shit about it. You know what I'm saying? But
nah, man, there's so much research out there, man, that some of it is true, some of it is not, man. You gotta decipher between what's real and what's not real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I did Bitcoin a while ago. It's been working out a little bit, man. It ain't, you know, it all depends on how much you put in or how much you buy.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know what? I'm gonna start out small and see what it's about.
Right.
So that's what I did.
Yeah. Well, I definitely know back in the day, Wall Street and stocks and bonds and all that kind of stuff was a rich white man's drug. We couldn't afford that shit. That was stuff that they did, and they did it in closed rooms, you know what I'm saying? And that was the exchange of funds and stuff that they controlled and how it all worked out for them. And now they offering it up to the common folk, you know what I'm saying? So
finally,
that kind of let me know too that there's no more value in that. Like, they done moved on to something different. You know what I'm saying?
You'll hear about it in a couple of years. Mm-hmm. You'll definitely hear about it in a couple of years that they done moved on to something else. You know how they do. They try to hide everything from us, man. Mm-hmm. They don't know, but we starting to realize, we starting to read more. We starting to get off into the same avenues that they getting off into.
Yeah.
And they starting to realize that.
Mm-hmm, 'cause it ain't hard to figure stuff out anymore. And now with people being able to just sit at home and be online all day doing nothing, you know, they dive in and indulging in a lot of stuff that people wasn't tripping off of 5 years ago. So yeah, you're right. You know what I'm saying? They kind of got to open them doors. Now they ain't got no choices. So, all right, man, we're going to move on to the next tip, bro. The next tip is definitely concerning health. And this ain't just about the black folks and the white. I mean, and, you know, all us brown people and everything. It's for the white folks and everybody too, man, like in all honesty, because it's a lot of white people out here, man, that don't believe in what's happening and going on right now, especially, you know, fighting with the mask mandates and all that kind of stuff. Like, my wife is a respiratory therapist, bro, and she tell me so much stuff that's happening with this COVID and all these different, you know, instances that people are having to deal with, and how hurtful and disheartening some of this stuff is, because, like, we don't see what we really should be seeing. We only see mm-hmm. what the CDC and the news people want us to see. You know what I'm saying? So I say, on the tip of health, man, drink your emergencies. I know it sounds crazy. Get them by the boxes, order them, drink you one of those every single day, man. Those things have a pinch of everything, like all your vitamins, all the necessary good minerals, not the bad minerals, like when you're drinking fortified water and purified water, like mm-hmm. those are the bad minerals. Those are the minerals that make women's pH balance all messed up and all of that stuff. So, you know, drink your spring water, drink your emergencies. Like me and you was talking about the other day, Mo, take your vitamins, man. If you don't like taking pills,
definitely, like, man.
I hate taking pills, so I just do the one a day. That's all I need. You know what I'm saying? Also, I would say, get you some vaccines, man. Go on, get the vaccines, bro. In the beginning, Mo, I wasn't with it, bro. I was fighting it. I ain't lying. Like, I was fighting it 100%. And I think the reason I was fighting it like I was because they kept indicating that it was something that black people had to have. And I was like, bro, they ain't never gave black people shit my whole existence. And then all of a sudden now it's like, we got to make sure y'all get this. Well, that made me feel like a target.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
I'm like, me feel like a damn guinea pig.
Yeah, man. You know,
like, nah.
I'm like, shit, I ain't finna do that Tuskegee Airman shit. I'm like, I'm cool on that, bro. Like, nah. And after a while, with my wife being a part of the medical industry and her learning the things that she was learning, and she was bringing me the information back, and I was able to read and research and, you know what I'm saying, start to figure out how things worked and why they were happening, I kind of had a change of heart, man. And then when it was one of those things where it was like she had to get it, and then my mom works in the food industry in the medical field, so she, you know, she's dietitian shit, so it's like she had to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then a couple other people that I knew had to get it. Few family members that was military had to get it. It was like, I was watching all of them and nothing was happening. And then my wife was right here in my home and nothing was happening to her. So I was like, all right, I might as well go ahead and take this step.
Yeah, I did, man. I did mine back in March of 21.
Yeah.
And then I had to get it again. Then I had to get it again in April because I was going to Belize. So I didn't want to, you know, have to keep taking COVID tests. So I was like, you know what, man, let me get it. Because the military had already made it mandatory anyway that we was going to have to get it. So I said, you know what, I'm not letting them give it to me. I'd rather get somebody else give it to me. So I went and I got it from like nurses or whatever. And then couple of days ago I just got the booster shot, man. So
yeah I'm on my way to get that booster myself. Yeah,
been good, man. I've been good though, bro. It ain't nothing happened to me in all this time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? People out here skeptical about it. You got the people don't want to do the mask mandate or whatever, saying that they kids can't breathe. I'd rather have a mask on my face than my kid can't breathe, for real, for real,
man. Hey, Once you get on that vent, bro, that's
all. It's over with.
My wife done told me, hey, once you hit that vent, bro, hey, that's it. Like, and then it get to a point once you hit that vent to where it's like the doctors are told, don't even resuscitate. Like, don't put yourself in jeopardy. If they go and they gone, they gone. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like, get rid of the body. Don't let it linger around. The family not going to be able to see it because they are
at all.
You know what I'm saying? It was crazy, bro. Like, hey, man, it's crazy, bro. It's crazy. But we're going to go ahead and take another break, man. And when we come back, we'll finish up with the last few tips on health, jump into friendship, and then we'll jump into the movie reviews. So, hey, man, it's the big homie Bobby Dollars with my special guest, big homie Mo, man. And we'll be right back.
A little girl he gave me poetry, and he was my first. But in my heart I knew I wasn't the only one. Cause when the tables turned, he had to break. But whenever I got lonely, I needed some advice. He gave me his shoulder, his words were very. That is all behind me, cause now there is no other. My love is his and his is mine. My friend became the love of my life. You are my friend, love of my life. I can depend, love of my life. Without you, baby, it feels like I sampled true love.
And we back, man. It's the big homie. Hey, when we left, man, we was talking, me and Mo, about some health stuff, man, health tips, you know, because I'm kind of giving out a few tips for 2022, man, just to help people out. You know, you take it how you take it. You know what I'm saying? You can love it. You can hate it, whatever, man. But I'm just trying to help. I want everybody to understand that, man. That's what God got me here for, man. Like, God got me here to help people. You know, I ain't one of those fake folks that's all on Twitter and all that saying I'm giving out $100,000 today. I'm cash out you $75 today. Like, I'm not with all of that, man. Like, I'm one of those kind of helpers where I like to give you the word, man, give you some advice, put something in your head, man, so you can think about it and make your own decisions. You know what I'm saying? Basically, something that I did years and years ago, man, when I created the gardening portion of my lawn care and landscaping business. We got to get out here and start growing our own food, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
You know, get healthy, man. Like, it takes, now you can go to the Dollar Tree, you hear me? And they sell seeds for $4 there. And even if you're not creating a garden in the ground, you could create a container garden and just sit it on a shelf or something, or sit it on a table outside, man, and just create your own, man. Get your cilantro going. You can go buy tomatoes from Home Depot and stuff like that. I mean, like, have you ever had an opportunity, Mo, to get your hands dirty?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm doing cabbage right now.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah, man. Me and my son, man, we doing the cabbage thing right now. We got it on the side of the house. We planted it all. And it's starting to come up like I wanted to come up now, man. So, you know, you still got to give it a few little more months, man, and then I'll be straight. Yeah, and then I'm going to do the tomatoes. And then in my backyard, I got the apple tree. I got the peach tree in the backyard. Then I want to do watermelons, man, but I need to expand a little bit more so I can do the watermelons, man. So,
yeah, well, just, hey, when you do them watermelons, just make sure you get you some watermelon bags, some hammocks.
Yeah.
You know, and also, mm-hmm. also get you some of those, what are they called? Trellises. That's some of those, the metal ones. So that way they can grow up, you know, you don't want them to grow down on the ground. Cause that's how they get the parasites and stuff, but just let them grow up. And then once they start to develop, cause I grow sugar baby watermelons every year.
Okay. You know them sugar babies is what it is, boy.
Yeah, hey, man, they fire, bro. And when you eat them, man, like, for some reason, mine be seedless. I only have a few seeds in mine. I guess they don't be fully developed. I don't know, but they be so damn sweet, bro. They be fire.
Yeah.
And they be hand size, like, where I can hold one in my hand and, you know, we sell them and stuff. They be pretty good, bro. They fire, man. But, yeah, I would say do that, man. And then also, man, let me say this, man. Ladies and guys, man, y'all don't be mad at me. Mo, stop me if I'm wrong, bro. Don't let me talk long on this if it ain't what it should be, man.
You good, big bro.
But look, man, ladies, fellas, hey, I understand this BBW shit. I understand that, you know, being a big homie, you can be tall and fat and all that kind of stuff. But understand, man, being big, that's okay, man. That's fine. And you can be big and beautiful, but you can't you can't be big your whole life. Nope. Throughout your young years and your mid adult years and your 30s and then your elder adult years going into your 50s and 60s, you cannot be fat your entire life, because what that does is it weighs on your joints, it weighs on your tendons, it makes your body collapse over time, and that's why you need a new hip. You got to get a knee replacement. Your ankles don't work the same, and now you flat footed. Like, it's okay to exercise. It's okay to tone up. There's nothing wrong with being big, but tone it up.
You know can be saying? Big and healthy. You don't have to be big and unhealthy.
Yes,
I know a lot of big people that's healthy than a mud though, man.
Man,
got a lot out here that's big and they unhealthy also.
Yeah.
So that's the part that killed me, is that, okay, I understand you want to be big boned or whatever, but be big boned and still have your health under control, man.
Yeah, because see, a lot of that tends to go with some of these women out here wanting the big booty, and they do the weight gain process and don't realize that their stomach and thighs and arms and all of that getting big too. But their whole point is to show that ass. They want you to see how big that ass got. And over time it ends up becoming an unhealthy situation. And then you'll see them typing on Twitter and stuff. I ain't never been this big. Oh my God. You know, stuff like that. Well, hey man, like, it's okay to work out and it's okay to walk. It's okay to hit that gym, not just so that you can tweet it on Instagram and because you feeling good today, you got some new leggings, you finna, you know, and the homies too, man, like homeboys, like, it's okay, man, to get your asses up, man. Do 10 push-ups at the top of every hour.
Shit, you can just walk. Yeah.
Real talk, man, because believe it or not, man, women like big men, but they don't like big sloppy men. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So you can absolutely exercise. You can walk every day. Like I say, I started it off like that after I had surgery on both my hands because of the carpal tunnel. 10 push-ups at the top of every hour, man. If you up for 12 hours, you done did 120 push-ups that day, man. You good.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like...
Or you could do push-ups in between commercials.
Right.
The average commercial is what?
About 3 minutes.
About three minutes. Between 2 and 3 minutes is the average commercial. You can do push-ups in between commercials, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's if you going from, like, the end of a show, taking a break, to when the show come back on, that's a three-minute process. So you'll get 3 commercials in there at 60 seconds each. So I calculated that out myself because... I'm with you. Just like you said, when I would be watching Martin or watching something like that, I would get down and do crunches because I don't do whole sit-ups. I don't know why I could never do. But I do crunches and shit.
Whole sit-ups are bad for your back, man. A lot of people don't understand that.
Well,
they're not good for you at all.
Well, I don't do them, and I straight do crunches and be burning until I hear Martin start talking again, and then I fall on that floor like, oh shit, and stretch my body out and just start watching.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and the messed up thing is I ain't even in shape like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't got no muscles in my stomach and none of that. But it's just like, I used to do all of that when I played ball and all that shit, but it's just like, Now it's like, nah, it's just about me being healthy and being able to
move around. And maintaining.
Around. Yeah, just being able to move around, man. So it's okay to exercise, people. Eat healthy food, man. Grow your food, man. Do what you need to do to make sure that, you know, you and your family have a better existence on this old weird ass earth we living on, man. And
I swear, boy.
And that's something good for the kids too, man. It feel good. Me and my wife used to love that shit back when we got our first house. We would be out in the garden, man, and working in the yard. It's so serene. You know what I'm saying? And excuse me. And you can teach the kids a new skill, and you know what I'm saying? So that's where we at.
Go fish, man. Get out. Go do some outdoor stuff, man. A lot of people don't want to do that, man. Like me. Like me, man. When I was growing up, man, hunting was my thing. I'm talking about coon hunting.
Deer hunting. Yeah.
Fishing was my thing, man. So now I'm slowly getting my son into, you know, being outdoors, man. Put the video games down, man. Go outside,
right.
Man.
Right.
You hear me? Go outside, bro.
It ain't nothing wrong with that, because Lord knows I grew up outside. I ain't really start playing video games and all that shit like we was until I got to college. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. So, that's when I really started playing them, when I got to college.
For real. Okay, so the last thing I'm going to say about health, man. Hey, the last thing for all y'all youngsters, man, that's out here kicking it and having a good time, man. Stop sharing blunts, man. Stop passing that chronic to your homeboy and your homegirl. Like, stop sharing blunts. Everybody, hey, if you out here smoking like that, everybody can roll their own blunt, smoke their own blunt. You know what I'm saying? I think, in my mind, some of the stuff that's in our system requires an incubation period. It requires a certain amount of heat in order for the bacteria to activate and cause any kind of sickness or ailment or something. And I do feel like sometimes when you're hitting that chronic, that's fire. And it's heating up your esophagus and your nasal area where the smoke coming out your nose and all of that. And shit, you might be picking something up from somebody else and passing it into your own system. So with this COVID thing, true. I mean, you know, with the COVID thing going on and with all the crazy shit happening, man, you know, hey, just take the precautionary measures. And also, man, slow up on the drinking, bro, because alcohol, like pure grain alcohol, like when you're drinking that 90 proof and that 80 proof, it weakens your immune system, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why you have such a hard time after the hangovers and the throwing up and the dehydration, you know what I'm saying, from puking for hours. Like, that's why you have such a hard time recovering, man. It's like killing your immune system. You're confusing your body, you know what I'm saying? You know, your body like, man, what the fuck just happened yesterday? We was cool last night. True,
you know alcohol what I'm saying? Do a lot. And what a lot of people don't understand, alcohol also relates to your sexual shit too, man. It also causes erectile dysfunction a lot,
right? And men, it does that in men, but women, it triggers some kind of stimulus.
I don't know, you know what the saying? Hell triggering <they at. laughs> like, god damn.
She drink that hell? Motherfucker. Hey, she drink that motherfucker yak. That coochie be like, I'm ready to do what it do.
Like, man, are you fucking serious right now? You ain't about to fucking kill me, man. Go ahead on. Like.
Hey, you hear me, bro? Real talk, man. Hey, but that's you, what's bro. Up, bro. Hey, that's what's up, man. Okay, so the last thing that I'm going to speak on, man, when it comes to these tips for 2022, man, is friendships. We talking friendships here, bro. To refer back, Mo, to what I said in the beginning about your focus and being you and creating your own brand and making your brand and your content authentic. The authenticity is going to bring the real to you, and the hard work is going to bring the haters. So, you have to be able to pick and choose your battles, man. You got to know who to hang with, what kind of circle to have. You can't be bouncing around and giving yourself to all these different podcast people. This nigga think you sexy, so he wants you on the show. She think he got that six pack and them pretty eyes. Let's get him on the show. Like, you wasting your time, man. That could have been a creative process that you could have used for something else, or an outlet or some form of communication on your show for some people that actually needed it. So don't I mean, you can have fun on your show, man, and kick it and do all kinds of fun shit. I mean, because we do. But
we do,
you know, but at the same time, man, make your talking points worth your time, not somebody else's. Make it worth your time, you know, make it worth something that you can go back and listen to yourself and don't be like, man, I don't even know why I did that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't gonna lie, bro. I got some shows. I was listening to on Spotify. I was like, man, what the fuck? Like, why did I even talk to this nigga? What? I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. I was like, I was a podcast whore. That's what I was. I was trying to get in and everybody
on the show, man.
Like, I was all over the place here. I've been touched up by everyone. What the fuck? Like, no. Yep. Like, no, man. No, I'm part of the podcast Me Too movement in season two. I can't deal with it anymore. So now
not in three.
So now, hey, you know, season three, we all audio. We talking to real people. We got real friends. You know, when we discuss things now, we discuss it on a level to where everybody can understand and has some kind of experience. You got to know, man, friends are expensive, bro. You know what I'm saying? So you can't have social media friends and all of that kind of shit on a regular basis. Like, everybody can't be your homeboy on social media. Like, you can't just jump on IG just to see what old girl doing today. You know, you wasting time. You know what I'm saying?
And then, man, get rid of them yes men, bro.
Yeah.
Please get rid of them.
Yeah.
Because these yes men around here killing people, bro. It's like, come on, man. Get some people in your circle that gonna keep it real with your ass.
Man,
if you fucking up, if you messing up, man, you need some friends to tell you, like, look here, player, man. That energy you bringing, man, we don't need that, man. Don't bring all that negative energy over here. And that's what's wrong with some of these people today, man, is that they don't have real people around them, people that's gonna keep it real with them. They just there because of the money. Yeah. You ain't no real friend if you judge just because of my money.
Right.
Like, for example, my boy, you already know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Damn, Antonio Brown. I love Antonio Brown, bro. He got too many yes men around him, man. He ain't got nobody around him that's going to tell him, look, dog, you out here fucking up, man. You got too much talent to be wasting it on doing dumb shit, man. And that's what he need. He need people around him like that, man.
Yeah, man. Don't nobody want to take a chance in being broke, bro. So that's why you don't get people saying stuff like that. Like, if you around a person that's got them kind of millions, and you know if you need something, all you got to do is ask, and they gonna get it for you. Yeah, you ain't gonna really fight with them. You ain't gonna say too much. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. So, but shit, you looking at it like this. I'm like, man, if I'm around just because of this, that mean I ain't your real friend. Your real friend gonna tell you what the hell going on. Like, look here, dog.
Man,
you know, I'm coming at you as a friend. I'm being real with you, man.
Right, man. That real friendship, when it comes to certain situations, is the money, not the person. It's not the person, it's the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would say with certain instances like that, again, you know, they don't say much, they don't talk about it, they don't care because they don't want their money to stop. You know, that's their friend, that money making their wife happy, making their kids happy, shit, they paying their bills, like, shit, nigga, I don't care what Antonio Brown do, long as that check, man. You know what I'm saying? How many times you heard somebody say, shit, I just want the money, that's my real homie right there, that paper, that's what I need, that money, you know, hey, man.
Yeah, that is true.
Hey, bro, you just gotta, like, let life happen, you know what I'm saying? So,
sometimes you do gotta do it like that.
Right, bro, so that's what it is, man. So on that last note, with the whole tips for 2022, man, like, I'm just gonna say, with the friend situation, man, just choose your best options with people, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get to know who around you before you just start volunteering information and passing out checks and inviting people into your space. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't get that time back. Even if it's 8 minutes, it's gone. Shit. So, you know what I'm saying? be pretentious about what you got going on there, man. All right. So, hey, Mo, we're going to take one more quick break, man. We supposed to be getting ready to do this Big Homies episode in 6 minutes, and B going to be mad, but I got to finish this up, man. When we come back, we're going to jump into these movie reviews, man. It's the Big Homies.
For sure, bro. Most definitely.
Blush when somebody says your name. In my stomach there's a pain. See you walk in my direction, I go the other way. I start to stutter when I speak. Try to stand but my knees go weak. What's happening to me? In the dark, can you tell me what it means? I lay my head on my pillow. I'm staring out the window, wishing the star for a sign. It's the reason why.
All right, man, we back. It's the big homie, Bobby Dallas. Welcome back to the Bobby Dallas Show. I got the big homie Mo on here with me, man.
Yes, sir.
Hey,
yes, sir.
We finna jump in, Mo, right quick, man. I got three movies. Just three. That's all it is, homeboy. Just three.
Okay.
movies that I didn't watch this week and kind of just wanted to let the people know, man, they kind of might want to check them out. They fun to look at. So the first one is called 13 Minutes, man. This movie is crazy. No spoiler alerts and all that shit, but this movie is crazy, man. It's basically a tornado movie. It's about a tornado, man, that came through and hit a town, man, and literally cleared the entire town. And the people that were still alive and all that, you know, it was one of those struggle things. They never knew it was coming until it got there. But then at the same time, the news people was talking about it and they was kind of brushing it off and, you know how all that shit go, man. One of them things where, well, you know, we survive them every year. It's nothing. But my thing that blows my mind is every time there's some shit like this that go on, it's always in Oklahoma, bro. Like, I love OKC, man. Thunder, the basketball team. I like Mer Holt down there. Me and him done talk and share some time in a game. And you know what I'm saying? I really dig the state of Oklahoma. I dig OU, OSU. Like, I like all of them, bro. But That state scares the shit out of me, bro. First 48 is always Tulsa and all of them. The ID channel, I think they own half that state, bro. I don't know.
Hey, I don't know, man. Is it the land,
man,
in Oklahoma that make it to where tornadoes and all these natural disasters just go through it, man? Because I think Kansas, for a fact, I know Kansas is like that, man. It's like the land in Kansas.
Man, I think that Oklahoma
easy
is
to
on,
develop.
They like on hollow ground, bro, because I think it's tunnels and different shit like that and fracking and all kinds of stuff going on under their cities. And I think that's what creates a lot of that shit. I don't know, man, like the earthquakes and all of that. I don't know. But the tornadoes, man, they come and they come far and in between. They don't be playing them tornadoes, bro. I don't know. But
damn.
But I definitely know the movie's called 13 Minutes. It's a good watch. The little deaf girl in there, she's one of the little stars. You want to check her out. I think Amy Smart is in the movie. It's a lot of stars. I think Anne Hesh, like, it's some stars in there, man. But they all,
I'm gonna check it out.
They didn't like have plastic surgery and all that shit though. Don't none of them look the same, man. I don't know, but
I'm gonna check it out.
All right, so the next movie, man, that I watch, man, and I'm a franchisee of these movies, bro. I love them all. I done watched them all. And yes, for every white person that I know in St. Louis that says to me, you even like the 2016 version? Yes, I did. I liked it with Leslie Mann and Melissa McCarthy. We talking Ghostbusters, bro. I checked out Ghostbusters Afterlife, and it came out a couple weeks ago. Hey, man, I love that movie, bro. It got Paul Rudd in there. You know, if everybody know him as Ant-Man from Marvel and all of that, but
yeah,
it's a great movie, bro. I love it, man, and I love the way they made this a sequel to the actual Ghostbusters with Dan Aykroyd and all of them. So, because they brought them back in, they brought them back into the movie. Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, you know, I forget the black Louis. What's the black guy name, man?
Is it Lou Hudson.
Lou Hudson, that's brought him name back in. You know,
yeah.
Like, hey, it's a it's a good one to watch, bro, because it's completely unexpected the way the kids move in there. The little guy with the long hair from Stranger Things and all that, he in there. You know what I'm saying? So it's a good movie to check out, man. I started watching it, man.
It started out too slow for me, man. So after a while, I was like, you know what? Man, I'm not feeling this. But I think I'm gonna watch it, though.
You gotta watch it, bro, because most of the time, in those kinds of movies where you checking out the slow portion of it, they trying to differentiate the movie from other ones that has already been made or prequels and all of that shit. So this one is basically trying to let you know that this didn't have anything to do with the 2016 one and all of that. This is
okay.
This is correlated with the one with
when
they was young with Sigourney Weaver and, you know what I'm saying, all of them in there back in the day. So
back in the '80s, the '80s the version.
Right. Because the daughter, the granddaughter or the daughter, she like straight going and doing research and finding out about them and then finding out that she's some kin to the people. And yeah, like you gotta watch it, bro. It's really good it's really good when you get into it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So hell yeah. So that one is Ghostbusters Afterlife with Paul Rudd and I can't remember, Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray and Lou Hudson and all of them, man. Like, it's got everybody in there. Check it out. Sigourney Weaver's in there in the post credit scene. Just check it out. It's really good. I think you will enjoy it, man. And the final movie, man, the final movie that I watched, man, it was heartbreaking as hell, bro. It was real touching. It was it was crazy, bro. It was called The First Wave. I don't know if anybody has watched this, but if you haven't, go check this out. The First Wave is the documentary type movie on the 2020 coronavirus outbreak. This is from the accounts of all the doctors and nurses and people and stuff that were in there in the rooms with it. It talked about the nurses, like it showed the nurses and telling why they was breaking down and quitting their jobs and walking off the job. And, you know, just it was heartbreaking, bro, because a lot of them didn't know why all this stuff was happening and they was trying to save lives and they couldn't, and people was dying back to back and they was freaking the hell out because they knew that being as close as they was to all these infected people, they could take it home to their kids and their families. And bro, like, it was crazy, bro. Like, if you, because my wife is in the industry and she's brought home so many stories, it was, you know, like something that I could just watch. But if you're one of those kind of people that's just like not woke when it comes to Corona, it's going to break you down. You know what I'm saying? It's really going to break you down. And I'm telling you, man, like these people, man, like they deserve a lot, man, because the time that they give is just crazy, bro. Like I was even like my wife, bro, working 6 and 7 days a week trying to save people's lives. And then when you finally get an off day and come back to work, that person did, you know, and it's just crazy, man. You know, sometimes my wife has come home and said, I lost 4 patients tonight. You know what I'm saying? And
man.
You know what I'm saying? And she be broken up behind that shit because it's not like a God complex or nothing. It's just like, I think it make you feel like a failure. Like, damn, I've been doing this job for almost 10 years and there wasn't nothing I could do to help these people. You know what I'm saying?
Man, what I'm saying.
Yeah, so it's crazy, bro. Like, but check that one out too, man. It's called The First Wave. It's about that 2020 pandemic when it first hit. And I think it was filmed in Texas, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But you just have to check it out, man. It's really good. But that's it, man. Hey, that's my review on those 3 movies. Anything you want to add to any of those, Mo?
Nah, man. You know, I'm just going to have to check out. I'm going to have to check all 3 of them out, man. These like 3 movies. I know I heard of Ghostbusters, but The First Wave and 13 Minutes. Never heard of them two, man. So, yeah, I'm going to check them out, man.
And I will say again, man, on 13 Minutes, bro, like, I don't wish that kind of natural disaster and hate and all that kind of shit on nobody, man. But the way them men treated them women in that town, bro, they deserve that shit. They,
hey, my bad.
Let me chill out, bro, because I ain't no womanizer like that. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not talking sexual shit. I'm just talking, like, old-fashioned kind of get your ass in the kitchen and cook type shit. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
Like, they walking in the work and the boss just smack them on their ass just for no reason. And they just
that's
like,
wow,
what the fuck? You know, and don't touch me like that. And he just start laughing and walk away. Like, hey, man, I ain't with all that shit, bro. Like, you gotta,
for real.
You gotta relax, homie. You know what I'm saying?
Respect some kind of way.
Yeah, man, that shit crazy. But that's what's up, man. Hey, Mo, I appreciate you, man. Another great episode with great people, bro.
Yes, sir.
You know, hey, tell the people how to catch up with you, bro.
Man, you can catch me on Twitter, man, at PHAMILY357_, and also IG, same name, underscore. Same name.
That's what's up, man. Hey, and you know me, man. It's the big homie Bobby Dollars at BobbyDollarsShow.com. Hey, I appreciate you today, bro. I appreciate all you listeners, all my new followers, man, that's been showing up and showing out. Hey, man, once again, bro, it's the big homie, and this is the Bobby Dollars Show.